Wednesday morning, our officers began taking reports regarding damaged mailboxes, looks like in three different neighborhoods in College Station. When they went to the scene, in each case, there were no tire marks around the mailbox, but it did look like the mailbox had been struck by a large object, something heavy enough, large enough to, you know, cause the mailboxes to partially fall over, to cause damage to the bricks. And so we believe it probably was struck by a vehicle, but in a manner that didn't cause the vehicle to drive up into the yards of the homes. Looks like we had mailboxes damaged in the Nantucket area. We had some damaged in Castlegate, and we also had some damaged in the Great Oaks subdivision, which is off of Rock Prairie Road. Totaling up the damage of the mailboxes, it comes to about $3,000, and there's about nine different instances of mailboxes being damaged.
Another example of where the public's assistance would really be helpful, if nothing else, is to keep ears open, because you know somebody's going to have a loose lip somewhere down the line.
That's correct. You know, if it was kids, if it were, you know, college students, you know, they're going to talk, they're going to brag about what they did, you know, that night while they were out bored. And, you know, we don't have any way of knowing, but it does seem to be the behavior of somebody who's a little bit younger. You don't normally have adults who are going out and just causing damage to the mailboxes or things like that in the middle of the night. Again, that's somewhat of an assumption. But if parents hear kids talking, or if, you know, someone hears somebody else talking about maybe some escapades that they took place in on Tuesday night, early Wednesday morning, we would appreciate it if that information was passed along to the police department. Information that we received from the residents, it looks like the latest time that we had someone come in and see that their mailbox was okay was about 1 a.m. Wednesday morning. Most other cases was around 8, 9 o'clock the last time people were outside. So I would say sometime between 10 o'clock Tuesday night and 4:45 Wednesday morning is when our earliest victim woke up and went out and found their mailbox damaged. And so sometime during that time period, we had someone out going neighborhood to neighborhood causing damage to these mailboxes.
Well, and go back to the loose lips sink ship cliche. You know, this dates my age, because I have to keep reminding myself not only what we hear from other people, but now we have social media, and sometimes that leads to a lead also.
It's hard for somebody to go out and participate in this type of activity and keep it to themselves. And you're right, you know, sometimes there'll be pictures, sometimes there'll be maybe references to an activity that's not very specific, but you can read between the lines and figure out what's going on, especially if you know that this damage occurred. And so, again, if we do have somebody who heard somebody talking, maybe saw something on Facebook, maybe heard an indirect reference to some type of activity that may have taken place, you know, let us know. You know, we can check it out. If it ends up being nothing, then no harm. But it might actually lead us to solving this case. And the damage on the mailboxes was anywhere from $200 to $500. And that's a significant bit of expense for each of these homeowners to have to bear to repair their mailboxes.
Certainly within somebody's deductible, so it's going to come out of their pocket.
Exactly.